Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Business owners are reminded to finalise their licence or permit renewals by the end of June. This applies to food businesses, businesses that handle fuel or dangerous goods, and businesses that undertake environmental activities. Council has issued renewal notices, but any business owner who has not received their notice should contact their nearest council service centre. Business owners without a current licence or who fail to renew their licences may face a fine. Queensland Day celebrations on Sunday, June the 6th are at Picnic Point and they feature free activities for the entire family. There's entertainment by local performers and children's rides including merry-go-round and jumping castle. There's also a free sausage sizzle and free popcorn and fairy floss. The day concludes with the announcement and presentation of Queensland Day awards to local community members. The celebrations commence at 10 a.m. and go through to 3 p.m. So if you're coming up to Picnic Point on Sunday to join in the fun, please remember that the Picnic Point car park will be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you haven't been immunised against swine flu, the Toowoomba Regional Council's Immunisation Clinic in Little Street is offering free swine flu vaccinations. The clinic is open from 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. There's also an after-hours clinic on the first Thursday of the month from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. In addition to swine flu, free flu vaccinations for those who qualify and scheduled vaccinations against hepatitis B, rubella, diphtheria and whooping cough for infants and high school students are also available. It's that time of year again. Cat and dog registrations are due by the 30th of June. State government legislation requires all cats and dogs over 3 months old to be registered with the local council. Toowoomba Regional Council has issued renewal notices to owners of registered pets, but if you have a new puppy or kitten and it's older than 3 months and not registered with council, you'll need to register by the 30th of June. If you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, drop into Council's Sustainable Home Toowoomba. Now the home's located at 308 Ruthven Street and it's part of the State Government's Sustainable Homes Program. Now Sustainable Homes Toowoomba is the most successful of the 14 sustainable homes built around the state and it has attracted more than 25,000 visitors, including school and community groups, and that's since it's open to the public. Now the home is closing and that's on June the 30th, so there's still a little bit of time to get along and see it. Individuals, couples and families can drop in any time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. If you're in a tour group, you need to make an appointment and that's by calling 4613 5840. After being closed to allow an update of the environmental control system to protect valuable artworks, the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery is again open, and that's 6 days per week from Tuesday to Sunday. Don't forget there'll be roadworks going on around the area and there'll be major roadworks at the Ruthven and Jellicoe Street intersection and that will require Ruthven Street to be reduced to one lane in each direction. Cook Street is also closed at Ruthven Street. The section of Jellicoe Street from Ruthven Street to Hagen Street is closed and that's due to upgrade works as well. Traffic will be detoured at Ruthven Street and Hagen Street. Council advises heavy vehicle operators to access Jellicoe Street from Maud Street. Burton Street from Buckland to Warwick Street will be closed during work hours for most days next week. Now during the roadworks, lane closures may be necessary at the section of Taylor Street from Payne to Wyala Street. There's also reconstruction and curb and channelling works in Colonial Street, Torrington, and that may result in delays of up to 10 minutes. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.